Argentina has been rocked by political and economic trauma in the last few months, but prior to the country's difficulties, its film community was thriving as never before. Last year, Argentine studios released more movies than any time in the nation's history. One of them, Nine Queens, a heist movie about small-time swindlers who try to go big time, opens today in New York. Bob Mondello has a review.
When Marcos, who is an experienced con man, spots Juan in a convenience store pulling a bill-changing scam, he's impressed with the younger man's talent, impressed enough that after helping Juan escape a manager who arrives at the wrong moment, he invites him to be his partner for a day and try a couple of two-man scams for higher stakes. Juan is skeptical at first, but is curious enough about Marcos's techniques to tag along. He is paying attention, though he seems easily distracted, trying to remember how to tunes go, for instance, while Marco is buzzing people on apartment house intercoms until someone says yes when he calls her auntie.
¿Quién es?
Tía.
Sí, pero ¿quién es?
He can then pretend to be her favorite nephew.
Fabián, ¿sos vos?
Sí, tía, Fabián.
And ask for a loan to fix his car that just broke down. But all of this is small potatoes compared with the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that soon falls their way. It involves a wealthy stamp collector and a very good counterfeit copy of a very expensive sheet of stamps called the Nine Queens. Everything has to happen really fast because the collector is heading for the airport in a few hours, and that's pretty much all I should tell you because the twists and double crosses get tricky and you'll want to discover them for yourself. Fabian Bielinski came up with the story by chatting up the victims of real scams in Buenos Aires. He then won production through a screenwriting contest and persuaded the producers to let him direct, so you figure he must have something of a silver tongue himself. But his talent is no flim-flam. He's sort of an Argentine David Mamet with a little Alfred Hitchcock thrown in. Also a Billy Wilder way of combining entertainment with social commentary. There's a scene in the middle of Nine Queens where Marcos bridles when Juan calls him a thief and tells him that corruption is everywhere. Just look around.
Aquellos dos.
And as he does, the camera finds not just card sharks on the corner, but a well-dressed woman slipping something into her purse at a sidewalk stand, and a spotter in an expensive car watching for cops, and so, says Marco, you mind your briefcase, your door, your window, your car.
La valija, la puerta, la ventana, el auto. Cuida los ahorros.
That scene reportedly struck a real chord with Argentine audiences who've had to deal with corrupt officials and unreliable banks of late, but it didn't keep them from reveling in the plot's often funny and always deliciously seductive twists and turns. Even if you've seen enough Sting movies to think, as I foolishly did, that you can stay one step ahead, you're likely to get stung at Nine Queens. And stung good. I'm Bob Mondello.